mysteriously gets off on 14 counts of whatever it was. He didn't even have to hire you two. Duncan Tomlinson are in the house with us this afternoon. Now the Nigerian brothers that he paid by check to attack him.
Suing
the lawyers. Not him.
But
just the lawyers. Just the lawyers. They're not suing him.
That doesn't happen often, does it?
No.
No.
No. Especially if you're going to sue the lawyers and not Jussie Smollett.
Which,
that's weird.
I mean, and I don't know why they wouldn't just sue both and, you know, do the whole spaghetti thing. Like, you know, throw the spaghetti up the wall and see what sticks. Mm-hmm. Sue them both, because why not? They both got deep pockets.
I wish when you said see what sticks.
Sticks!
I used to work for them.
Really? I think I've heard that before.
Oh, it's better than the bus story.
Were you like a backup, like roadie? Would you like test out the guitars on the soundtrack?
No, we did. We talked about the
chaps.
Leather pants.
His chaps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you never got to that story, did you?
Unfortunately, after I got hit by the bus,
mm-hmm.
lifting heavy equipment was not really much of an option for me. So, no, I was not a roadie.
Okay.
It says on the back of that Sticks album over there on the floor that I was their personal promotion coordinator.
What does that entail?
Oh, it really, the essence of the job was doing a lot of coordination on promotion.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there.
Talking to radio stations, right?
That cleared that up.
I work I'd call radio stations.
Making that as clear as mud.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
See, my dad always wanted me to be a lawyer.
He was wrong.
Because I was... I agree with you, but for some reason...
No, I don't think anybody should be a lawyer.
Our parents are immediately, you know, like,
I agree with you, but for some reason, when you said it, it hurt my feelings. So.
I'm saying no one. Not just specifically Greg would be terrible at being a lawyer.
He's
what
fine.
We all are.
He's fine.
No, I'm saying no one should volunteer this tribute.
Don't let him pull off the pity party play.
I've never handled constructive criticism well from attractive women.
That's such a lie.
Yeah. I feel like you and Sharon had a lot of constructive criticism going on mm-hmm. on the blanket on the beach.
Right.
No,
at the Atlantic chair. Trish. No, it was Sharon.
Sharon the blanket.
Sharon was
They were
the
sharing
blanket.
The blanket.
Where
Dana?
Did Trish come from? Trish have the islands in the stream?
Trish was... I never did finish that story.
Right.
You're right.
That's true. Yeah.
So... I'm supposed to hire some part-time talent. I get a call on the request line one day from a woman who says, I just graduated, I forget what the broadcasting school was down there, Bob Gaynor or something, and I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I'm on the air till 3, come by and fill out an application because we need some part-time help. So she did. And I worked with a lot of women in radio. Very few, except a couple I pointed out to you in those old pictures.
Right.
Like Joanne and them.
Yes.
Joanne.
No, that's a little... Stay on Trish.
Don't.
Stay on Trish. Stay on track here.
So, I was not prepared, you know, like 20 minutes later, I have a visitor, said you fill out that. So, and she was Jennifer Aniston before... Jennifer Aniston was Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was just... You're just not expecting that. So I said, you're hired. Now fill out this. I didn't even listen to the tape. I said, I'll work with you. I'll come in on these late night shifts and work with you personally. I didn't ask for anything. I didn't have to. Because... just hold your tongue. Because William B. is here, and he'll say whatever needs to be said.
What's up?
Give me a quick critique here. Are we entertaining ourselves, or...?
Yeah, somewhat, but, it's tolerable. It's tolerable.
Okay.
Resounding. Well, thanks.
I just wondered if my little play buddy was going to be at Baumhauer's tonight.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I have to see if my husband gets back into town from work. Maybe.
Well, I am trying to make it. I gotta run to Prattville and deliver a load here. I'm going to try and make it. I don't know if I will or not, but just wondered if I was going to be able to have a little fun and have somebody I could relate to.
If my 20-month-old will be there? I don't know. Maybe. It's not a yes, not a no. A good maybe.
Okay. Well, same with me. It's maybe. I hope so. If I can make it, I'll be there. But I just wondered about that, if y'all were going to be there.
Well, I actually invited them, as I want to invite all the people.
I thought it was a standing open invitation.
Anytime.
I didn't know we had to have a personal invite from Greg.
No, it's open, but gosh.
But particularly,
I got to go back to John Lee Paints because I'm running out of brushes to paint myself in the corners with today. You want to hear about Trish?
I'll explain it, Greg. It's an open invitation, but next week is more important than this week.
Right.
He kind of... They're all important, but today...
I understand.
Good, because I don't.
God.
Thank you, William.
Hey, I'm just a dumb old truck driver. What do I know?
Oh, goodness.
Hey, I was raised by truck drivers, so...
You're a very wise man.
You're in good company.
And a very honest one. Sometimes a little bit too blunt, but that's okay.
Well, you know, that's just me.
People like me need blunt friends.
That's why you have Delkin Tomlinson.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Greg, let's go take a ride in a Huey this weekend.
In a what?
Like a helicopter?
Yes.
Gosh, I have
I'm coming down with a fever.
He's got to brush his teeth this
his
weekend.
His sciatica's been acting up.
Yeah,
so.
He got hit by a bus.
I've never been hit by a helicopter, though. Maybe I could work that out.
I'm going to try to take a ride Saturday. I don't know. We'll see how it works.
That sounds like fun. I've been in many helicopters.
I've never been up in a helicopter. I want to check that Huey out.
It's actually a better option for joining the... I've got to go.
See ya.
All right. I think... Are we ready on a legal basis here?
We are ready.
Are you ready? Yes.
All right. Well, it comes now. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. And hereby commands caller number 9 to call right now with the Baumhauer's winning word of the day or suffer the appropriate sanctions for contempt.
Oh, I like that. That was...
And it was a collaboration of both Dana and I.
It was.
That's impressive.
Can you take them down to the production room and record that so we can just use that?
Sure.
That would be awesome. Nobody else, no other Hawk Show toast or jock has a legal presentation for a call to action.
It's pretty fancy.
I mean it. I want to do that.
Okay.
We can do whatever you want to do.
Okay. Right. We will be checking traffic, Rich's forecast, and more. But right now we need the happy contest music as we go down the phone lines. Boy, it worked. Look at you. Filled them right
up. Uh-oh. Caller number 9.
You are caller 1, though, unfortunately. Try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. Caller 3, try again quickly. Caller 4, call us right back. You are caller 5. Thanks.
Ooh.
Now it gets serious. You're the caller 6. Thank you for trying. You're caller 7. Thanks for trying. You're caller 8. This is the toughest one.
8's definitely a certain loser.
The only thing that's worse than being caller 8 is being caller 9 and having the wrong word. Yeah. That happened recently, didn't it?
Well, yeah. You shouldn't call if you don't know the word.
Yeah, we gave it out a whole bunch this morning. This was the 9th line to ring. So who is this?
It's Bo.
Bo! Bo, do you have today's winning word?
I do. I'm in the middle of a goo goo car wash now, but it's tailgate, I believe.
I love him. I'm in the middle of a car wash, but...
That's how devoted our listeners are. Bo, hang on. I don't want to take a chance on the connection uncoupling while you're in the car wash and all those spinning brushes.
So is it go-go or goo-goo? Because I hear people say it both ways.
It's goo-goo.
Right.
It's goo-goo.
That's how I say is goo-goo.
In fact...
How would G-O-O-G-O-O be go-go?
It's goo-goo.
That's what I think. Goo-goo. Like goo gone, right? Like...
Goo is goo. Goo is not go.
You know, my nickname for Janelle was Goose, right?
Yes.
And in the early days of AOL instant messaging, I was instant messaging her, and I typed G-O-O and then hit send by accident, and she laughed, and she wrote me back and called me D-A-A. So,
You guys run the instant messenger. on like the dial-up internet. That's what I'm envisioning right now.
Well,
like
it was
old
a long
MacBook.
Time ago. It was like a long time ago.
Like the blue ones. I had a blue iMac.
I did not have an iMac. I had a computer room. We had like a big desktop computer. And, you know, kids these days, they don't even know what it's like.
Don't even know.
Like, you didn't have a computer room and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
We had dial-up internet.
Yeah, I had that. In fact, we still keep the...
Craig's like, I still have dial-up internet in my house.
No. But I'll tell you what, there has been one time we're having a landline when the internet was out over a wide area for a while, where being able to connect to AOL by phone saved me on a couple of occasions.
Oh, that noise. Mom, get off the phone!
Well, that's the thing is, like, it's different when you're a kid versus the one paying for it.
Yeah. Mom, hang up!
Mom and Dad and Greg get dibs first, you know, like, yeah. They control the line.
How pissed would you be if you're on, like, a chat room and, like, your mom picks up the phone and knocks you off the dial-up and you're like, oh!
Remember chat rooms? Now they're just creepy.
I know, now they're creepy. Now
they were
like
creepy back
pedophiles.
Then.
They were a little creepy back then, but they weren't, I mean, now, like,
now it'd be
goes.
Super creepy. Yeah. Now it'd be creepy. Like the MySpace of chat rooms.
Ooh. I mean, people slide into DMs all the time, though.
Yeah, you know, and people do really creepy things on the internet. We have that a lot in our cases. Dana's had some really creepy things happen on the internet in her cases.
Let me see if these are contest attempters. Are you trying for the contest?
Oh, it's the Master Thespian. I already know that I missed the contest. It's okay.
Oh, well, let's give Master Thespian a big Warhawk welcome.
Woo! Here we are. It's almost finals, baby. It's almost over, but the shouting.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, Lordy.
We're well aware of that in my house, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, my stack of papers is getting smaller, but I still got papers to grade. So, we got this week is the last week of class. Next week is finals and graduation next Saturday, and then everybody does the happy dance. So, it's all good. But, when you got to number four, and I actually got in and got that the ringtone, I was like, oh, I'm close. And then I heard, you know, number eight, number nine. Yeah. That's right. I'll try again tomorrow.
Please do.
I got to listen to the morning show, get the word of the day, and then call in.
Well, that's right. That's how it works. Hey, big Warhawk, good evening to you, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, it's hard to believe you've been here 14 years, man. Woo!
Yeah, they said it wouldn't last. There were people that listened to me and said, you won't be here a week, including the woman I was living with.
Hey, well, let's just say the first time I heard you, I was like, who in the world is this? But you hooked me, man. I kept listening, and here we are, 14 years later.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. Be good now. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, I forgot to give him the Warhawk farewell. Randall.
Hey. Man, there's smoked wings on the table tonight still?
I'm going to get some, yes.
All right. I'm right there with you. Man. I'm gonna have to say, William, I'm not upset because I'm gonna tell you, I was right there beside you at the beach, and my quilt was getting pretty big over here, and you cut the story short. So I mean, I love the story. I say truck drivers should love them even more. I mean, you hear that other bullcrap 9 hours out of the day as it is. We need you. We need your story.
You like that beach story?
Man, you gotta give it to us. Hey, and don't leave. You know what I mean? It's in the evenings. You can let a little bit hang out under the covers. Give us something. Get a song to take to the bathroom, bro. All right, we'll see.
Wow.
Thank you, Randall.
Randall, thank you.
I think that was my favorite phone call we've ever gotten.
I think that was just amazing.
This is why when we go to Baumhauer's, nobody asks about me. Some do ask about Joey.
I don't know why, but thank you.
No, they do. If you're there.
I appreciate that, yeah.
And others from the station, Baron and Dan. But the person that gets is Randall here.
Why have I not met Randall?
Well,
did Randall come in with saying, is smoking weed still on the table?
Or
is
smoking wings?
Smoked wings.
Wings, oh. Yes.
Because Dana and I both looked at each other like, what?
I thought Randall said, is smoking weed still on the table?
And I was going to be like,
tonight. And I was like, wow, that's a real party.
Hi, Randall. Although the Alabama Senate did pass the bill today, you're kind of jumping the gun there, buddy.
Which
medical marijuana?
The medical marijuana.
Finally.
What was it, like 6-2? Right.
Well, I think it's going to the Yeah, the house
it's just the first step, but it's very limited. It's for like chronic severe pain, cancer, and something
if the
else.
Two voted against it. I hope they never need it.
Well, I was looking for a prescription for bad TV and fast food. It's all I can afford.
Well, it's opening the door.
Let me fill that prescription for you.
Yeah.
The Smithsonian Channel.
Because today being Wednesday, we don't need that at the moment.
Good.
What I do have.
What do you have? Oh no! Don't. No, not in front of these awesome guests we have right now. The show's been going good. It's all been focused on you, and I like it that way. You and your rugged bohemian constitution, and you do look good today. And please, please, please don't do what I think you're about to do.
Joey, actually, let me put it this way.
Joey.
Yeah?
Barney has a special segment today on Game of Thrones. You need to listen to this. I don't think you know what you're watching.
Have you seen the Game of Thrones?
Well, I like Barney and Game of Thrones, so...
I have never seen the Game of Thrones.
Women.
I like the legitimate Barney, not this bastardization.
This is young Joey. You are grown, mature women. I'm sure you can keep Game of Thrones in its context.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
I've never seen a single moment of it.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I can't. I have an addictive personality. I can't get addicted to another TV show.
Beats a parking lot pipe, that's for sure.
Oh my God, are we back on the pipe story?
Yeah.
Now it's the parking lot pipe?
It involves parking lot pipes next to an old B-29 engine factory that Ford built on the southwest side of Chicago that I think to this day killed a lot of women in that neighborhood.
What?
Because of the way they discharged toxins from that plant. Seriously, every woman on our street, including my mother, got cancer and was dead. None of them made it past 60.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
that's very Anna Brockovich.
Yeah.
Well, the B-29 plant was hastily built. I'm sure they didn't take great care with the waste. It was only less than half a mile away across a road they built, especially for that plant. And I think they just discharged stuff into the ground that made people sick. Or
eventually made them sick, yeah. Slowly poisoning people.
It was, because the neighborhood like the was built in 1960, and by 1970, several had already died.
Wow.
In their 40s.
So what's the pipe thing?
I don't think we want to know. I mean, I've got some genuine concerns.
You want to know about the pipe?
No.
Okay. Ladies, you want to know about the pipe?
No.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how interesting is the story?
It's pretty awesome.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how interesting is the story?
Number 1.
So not that interesting.
But it's, if you weren't here, I'd be far more inclined to tell it.
What, are you going to blush? Like we're going to make you nervous?
Yeah. And I respect you. I would probably...
Well, if you can't say it in front of us, Greg, then you probably shouldn't say it in front of your listeners.
I think you should bend the knee and tell the story.
Bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Now, I have said this, and it finally came to pass, that they would rather have no cars available in certain categories or a very limited amount than have something in there that's going to be a problem for the person that buys it. Their vetting process for signature pre-owned vehicles, they have to earn their way into that category at Jack Ingram, and that's how it works. And right now, under 10, a week ago we had like 11 or 12 vehicles in this category. Today we have one. It's a 2013 Nissan Sentra S with only 65,000 miles. The car looks like it just rolled out of the showroom. Perfect car for a new driver because it has all the safety features at a reasonable price. And here's the thing, especially with new drivers. You don't want to worry about them learning how to call for tow trucks and AAA because the engine failed and all this other stuff. They put those cars in the lot. They are certain that you're buying a vehicle that's going to deliver reliable driving miles at Jack Ingram. It's really all about that first. Good vehicle history, beautiful gleaming bodies, and interiors that were well maintained by the owner. I still am stunned. We got the Subaru Outback for my stepson, and I'm still stunned from that first look at the interior. I don't think a new car could possibly be any more immaculate. But the guy that owned it took great care of it, Navy captain. But that's what you're getting at Jack Ingram. Top-notch service from Tip Thames and his team, and vehicles that deliver reliable driving miles. Go to jackingram.com. You can shop by price, by type of vehicle, by preferred models, and so forth. And also, there's so many options. Just go jackingram.com or 235 Eastern Boulevard, 422.
Montgomery Skywatch, continuing our look at the 4 o'clock hour traffic, and we have another accident to tell you about. This one's in a real busy spot. It's on Taylor Road, the 3100 block. That's right at Vaughn Road, so be careful if you are headed through that area. We also still have the accident in the 3000 block of the Wetumpka Highway right off the boulevard there, and we have Montgomery Fire and Rescue at a possible house fire. It's over on Wears Ferry Road at Yester House, and that'll tie things up around the Burbank and Wears Ferry Road area. Everything looks great on most of the interstates. We still see the police clearing the accident at the interchange from 65 north to 85 north, so watch out if you're in that area. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you.
He went out of the room. He knew that was coming, so I'm going to stop it. Rare that we do that. I'm going to make him sit and listen. And I'll need your help. It's just like you... Steven stays at the table till he finishes his vegetables, okay? It's that kind of thing.
We can only hope.
You have that level of influence over Joey.
Okay.
I don't. I'm just another...
If not, we will physically overpower him and make him stay.
I don't know. He does yoga.
If he knew you said that, he'd probably try and leave. You've got to be careful with him. He's very volatile. 4:23, we have news and weather, and then we're back. I have a special... it's a celebrity situation that you two... have great expertise in divorce. But ooh. Who? Find out coming up.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Lawmakers have advanced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill today. That bill heads to the Senate floor. The bill would allow patients with a valid medical cannabis card to not be charged with a crime of marijuana possession. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the State House. Four bills were introduced in the House that will help law enforcement and citizens battle human trafficking through education and training. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security say that 40% of human trafficking in the country happens in the Southeast. And Governor Kay Ivey will welcome the Auburn men's basketball team at the Governor's Mansion today. She'll host a ceremony to congratulate the team and Coach Bruce Pearl on making program history in their first ever Final Four NCAA appearance. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times. A very mild night tonight with a low temperature down to 60. We stay dry. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 82, widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And maybe a few stronger storms involved with this storm system as well. Friday's high around 80. Looks like some really nice weather returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and healthcare information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at OnlineMEP.com. In order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a check freight train, down at the station lot. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3-Minute and the Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
You.
Joey.
Ran out of here. You knew what I had planned and you ran out.
You do know I have responsibilities for this show. Beyond sitting here and talking and enduring your bastardization of my childhood.
I didn't know you had other responsibilities. I just thought you'd just go get coffee.
Right, very important responsibilities like getting coffee, but also taking the winner sheet of the Baumhauer's winning word person and taking it downstairs.
Can't you do that just like when you leave for the day?
I could, but he already came and picked it up today, so it's a good thing I took it down.
Bo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that who wanted to meet you and shake your hand?
No, that was another person. Mike. What's up, Mike?
I thought, was it a lady friend?
Mike?
No, not a lady friend.
That was our first.
I keep that on the DL.
Suspicion. All right, now you're staying put because they said they would physically restrain you.
I will physically restrain you.
Will I be held in contempt?
You will be held in contempt.
All right.
Things just got a little weird.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Game of Thrones. When Mom and Daddy watch TV, they're watching Game of Thrones. All the beheading, murder is spreading, tragic red weddings. You'd better leave them both alone. You want to see a show about dragons, kids? How about dragging your butt to bed and going to sleep? Everybody gets naked on Game of Thrones. Like a contest to see who can jump more bones. See that pretty little princess, she likes something they call incest. So you'll have to watch when Mom and Dad aren't home. Game of Thrones may seem like it's a show for kids with the magic and dragons and royalty, but trust me, stick to Queen Elsa, kids. Barney loves you.
Any questions?
No, that was fairly accurate. I mean,
a lot of people died. Nobody really has
died. Don't ruin it for me
yet.
If I ever decide to watch it. Ever. Don't ruin it for me.
I mean, a bunch of people are going to die like in the next couple
spoiler
episodes.
Spoiler alert.
This next episode, a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Vegas
I have no
puts
idea
big money. Vegas puts big money on who's going to die on Game of Thrones.
People, like, vote on this?
Don't vote. They bet. I mean, like, they put big money on this.
Wow. Yeah.
I think Tyrion's
this
out.
Is ridiculous.
You know, that would be very easy for somebody who actually knows. You can't keep a complete episode of a show in which thousands of people were involved. That big of a secret.
And apparently they lost a lot of money on the first one because, I guess, not Dish, but the other one. DirecTV released the episode like 3 hours early accidentally. And so it messed up the odds like at the very end because like obviously people already knew.
I still want to know How I Met Your Mother ended. Like I'm one of those people.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a little too sappy for me, but I like it.
See, I still need to go back and watch that.
She did. No, don't worry. Spoiler alert, she died and he wants to be with Robin.
Have you
Who died?
The mother. She's dead.
Yep.
The whole time she's dead?
Whole time, spoiler alert.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
She's angry both of Dana and Joe.
The whole time?
I mean, not the whole time.
Well, I mean
they
obviously
the
not
children.
What they procreated, but...
Right.
But yeah, she's dead.
I was upset,
to
too.
Robin.
That actress, I have a huge crush on that actress.
The best ending to any TV series was the second Newhart show, when he woke up in bed with his wife from the first show and said, I had this crazy dream about the 5 seasons of Newhart. It was, I mean, the audience, you can tell from
their reaction.
I've
never even... seen nor heard of that show. Sorry.
Greg's taking a moment of silence.
In the next break.
I have one friend left in the room. Hey, Joey.
Hi. So let's talk about Game of Thrones. Right?
She will ruin something for you, I promise.
How about Arya getting her some last week?
Right? Oh, okay, man. And they said that Google... Okay, so Arya is this character who looks really young.
Yeah.
And I Googled it, too, so I added to
18.
The Google. She's 22.
Well, the actress is 22, but actually before the episode aired, it's like things you did by the time you were 18, and they added all these things she had pulled off. So it was like,
what is her name?
Arya. Arya. But I think Brienne of Tarth is going to die because she just got knighted and like made all her dreams come true. So obviously we got to end those real quick.
Right. Anybody who had a sappy, wonderful moment is probably dead.
Yeah. I would feel comfortable in saying that 80% of the characters on the show are going to die.
I think Tyrion's dead. The imp. I think he's done.
No, because, you know, he's staying back at Winterfell.
Well, but they put everybody in the crypt. And what's in
with
the crypt?
With all the dead people.
Yeah.
I can't even.
And the superpower of the guy they're fighting is raising people from the dead.
So, how many seasons are there?
7.
So, how many episodes?
Season 8,
So, how many episodes are in a. How many seasons? How many episodes are in a season?
It was always 10. I just rewatched all of them. It's 10 episodes every season until they reach season 7. They did 7 episodes. And then
okay, so
final
are they
season,
an hour a piece?
Most of them, some go like an hour. 20.
So there were 2 like longer episodes.
Big battle epic episodes, yeah.
So like if my husband and I started binge watching this, how long would it take us?
Depends on how much time and how good a care you want to take of your kid.
We have nothing else to do except for keep Steven alive.
If you only want to watch an hour, there's a YouTube show called Cram It, and they've condensed down the story and all the character arcs into an hour.
Well, I might watch that.
Hey, I bet you the Smithsonian channel would play that for you.
They have the original story.
They do with like
Amelia
Earhart.
Well, it's based on the War of the Roses.
Right, yeah.
the divorce.
Game of Thrones is based on the War of the Roses.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, loosely, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are you talking about the movie about divorce?
No, I'm talking about the actual War of the Roses.
Oh, is that the... Was there a movie about that with Sean Connery many years ago?
Wrong generation, Greg.
Yes, there was.
In the 80s? Because that's when I was...
1989, actually.
That's when I went... I went to see that with Elizabeth Sneed. The one that works at the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, yeah.
She might be dead. I'm not sure.
It was actually... The War of the Roses was with Danny DeVito, Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, that was the divorce movie.
That's the divorce one.
Okay. And it's a horrible... It's really a... You guys live in that universe, but it's pretty extreme. But the war that Dana's referring to, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, our guests, in-house with us on Happy Hour this afternoon.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
But there was a movie that Sean Connery made in the 80s about Rose something that may be the war that Dana's referring to.
The Wars of the Roses is English civil wars between the House of Lancaster and the House of York. One, the House of Lancaster was associated with Red Rose, and the House of York was associated with a White Rose.
And in Game of Thrones, instead of it being York and Lancaster, it's the Starks and the Lannisters. And then there are other houses, and there's other crap going on, like magic's coming back into the world.
And there's, like, dragons, like, right?
Yes.
There are dragons.
Right.
And a big throne of swords, I've seen.
Yes.
That's where they're all trying to get, right? Isn't that
Everybody's trying to get the Iron Throne until they realize there's some big, huge threat coming from the north.
Ooh.
That everybody thought was just,
don't,
you know,
spoil it anymore because we're going to binge watch this. And when's this episode coming up? When's
Saturday.
The next
one?
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
I won't make it. I won't make it, guys.
Sunday at 8.
No, don't tell me. Jared, if you're listening, get HBO.
We have to take a break here in a bit. And I was wondering, my only beef when you two are here is that time goes by so freaking fast. And when you leave, there's 20 things I wanted to bring up and didn't get a chance to do. But here's the latest in celebrity divorces.
If you love Adele's epic, soul-crushing ballads,
I know.
Well, you're in luck because Adele is getting a divorce. And now she's more depressed than ever.
Hello.
Oh, I can't.
And goodbye.
After breaking records with her albums 19, 21, and 25, brace yourself for her new album, Half.
I couldn't keep it all. I had to give you half.
Depressing songs from the new album include remixes of her biggest hits with a bitter divorce twist, like Why the Hell Did I Marry Someone Like You? Prenup Has It, and this instant divorce classic.
And I set fire to your car.
Adele's divorce. The most depressing thing to happen to music since, well, Adele.
Okay. Okay. So, not to make light of another person's pain, because that is, it is. No
it's
matter
very
if you're
emotional.
No matter if you're famous and rich or not. Like, divorce is a terrible process.
But.
Jacqueline and I went to this concert, and it was awesome.
And we're about to get an epic album, my friends.
I know.
She's about to lay it down.
I'm not taking joy in other people's pain.
But
as long as it's happening.
So I'm taking a little joy.
Could you tell when she got married that she was marrying a jerk or something?
No, like, so this is, like, apparently... No, apparently the jerk was from the last album. Like, he was the real jerk. Like, he was the one that broke her heart. And this guy, they had been together for, like, a hot minute before they got married.
See, I would have a problem if I was in a relationship with a woman who could run to a piano and write a song about whatever happened with us.
Yeah, but, you know, you have a problem
until you have a net worth of, like, $180 million.
And I've also had the thought with Adele and Taylor Swift, Swift in particular, it's like, you write so many songs about breakups and things gone wrong. I want to know the other side of the story.
Yeah, like, what really happened,
you remember Calvin Harris popped back that one time.
Good.
On Twitter. He popped back that one time and was like, I am not going to let your publicity team talk crap about me.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Well, and, I mean, nowadays, I think I have a good friend of mine who happens to be a music writer up in Nashville, and a lot of his songs are based on real life experiences, but he sells his songs to these high profile artists who then cut them. So, you know, Adele, yes, she writes and records a lot of her music, but these are collaborations with other people. Mm. So, you know, you might write one song that's based on a real breakup, but 20 other songs on your album aren't even yours.
Ghostwritten, yeah.
You may have, you know, been in the room and had input, but they're written by multiple people. Hmm. And so, but I'm telling you right now, we're about to get a phenomenal album from Adele. I am not mad.
And they, he may not get half her stuff. I don't know what the law is
she
in England.
She probably has.
I mean, they're English, like, they're over there in England. So, I mean, they're both English citizens. Mm-hmm. So.
And he was, you know, she was like wealthy in Adele before they got married. Wasn't he like her producer or like?
I think he was just a regular guy.
But wasn't he involved with her somehow? I don't know. We got to Google it. But I'm pretty sure Adele has a solid legal team surrounding her, and I'm gonna go with there's probably a prenup. Mm. If not, she needs to get Delkin Tomlinson on her legal team, because we would have made sure there was a rock solid prenup.
By the way, if you get to binge watching.
I am.
You'll get to know what this means.
Shame. Shame.
It's true.
Oh, and
shame.
By the way, the woman ringing the bell and going, shame. Oh, she really gets hers. It's
she
bad.
Does. Don't it's, ruin it for me, people.
I'm just saying.
We got to take a break here at 4:43. Dan Adult, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house. I want your opinion on some fake news about prison.
Oh.
It's pretty clever.
As we roll through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look at the traffic around the river region, and we see a lot of traffic building up, and we see quite a few accidents. We still have the accident at 3100 Taylor Road. That's right near the intersection of Vaughn Road. Also, we have an accident on Vaughn Road at Deer Creek Way. That's an accident with injury, so look out for emergency vehicles responding there. Over in the downtown area, we have an accident at South Court and East Hannon Street, and we still see the police working the accident in the 3000 block of Wetumpka Highway right near Todd Road. It's a busy afternoon. Please be careful and watch out for the traffic around you. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the
Mr. President, should we talk to Charles Hollis?
For shizzle.
All right. Hey, Charles.
Gregory Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
I'm at a table.
Oh, you're at a table at Baumhauer's?
Yeah.
Great.
I got Sean Porter Hollis with me.
She's a fan of mine.
Rando. Let's go, Rando. GG, Gary, let's go.
Okay.
It's Budweiser time, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Happy hour starts at 11 a.m. at Baumhauer's.
Let me see if Sean says something. Tell Greg hello.
Hello.
Hi, cutie pie. How are you?
Good.
You gonna still be there when I leave the radio station? Eddie Bader's going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. You're so cute.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
see you when you get here, Greg.
Thank you, Charles. 445.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times. A very mild night tonight with a low temperature down to 60. We stay dry. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 82, widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And maybe a few stronger storms involved with this storm system as well. Friday's high around 80. Looks like some really nice weather returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Corporate earnings are in focus among the gainers today. Real estate companies and utilities, while energy and banks lagged, with the Dow falling 59 points, the NASDAQ down 19, S&P 500 down 6. And after the closing bell, Facebook shares jumping, even as the company said it expects to pay a $3 billion fine to the Federal Trade Commission. The one-time charge slashes Facebook's first quarter net income considerably, although revenue grew by 25% in the first quarter. The social media giant managed not only to stay afloat, but also continue to thrive with record profit, revenue, and user numbers. And Chipotle reporting quarterly earnings and revenue beating analysts' expectations. The Mexican fast food chain has been focusing on boosting sales through digital enhancements with a new loyalty program and investments in delivery and online order pickup. And Microsoft beating Wall Street estimates for quarterly revenue fueled by its Azure cloud computing unit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite Lemon Glazed. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon Glazed donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon Glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com. Today.
License number 15033.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name. Let's hear it.
Gesundheit. It's 4:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time has gone. Have we talked about news today? Not much.
No news has been discussed.
It's been good in that regard. However, a couple of things I did want to get your opinion on. One is high school textbook describes Trump as mentally ill, supporters as racist. This is high school textbook in conservative content, no kidding. Todd Starnes is the guy that watches out for this stuff. I want to put this on Facebook.
Published by Pearson Education. They're like, I mean, that's a big textbook manufacturer. Yeah. I remember, I mean, they make a lot of textbooks. This is, it's not like it's like, you know, some
off-the-wall conservative school.
This is...
like not, well, not conservative, but some no-name private school doing their own textbooks.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
spiral binding them at Kinko's. It's like an actual manufacturer of textbooks.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
the angry election of 2016. And most thought... this is... I'm telling you, this is more than 1984.
Mm-hmm.
They're rewriting... they're erasing history, rewriting history, and coming with this, and it's just unbelievable. I got this. I know you don't deal too much with... putting people in prison. but I received this the other day, and I thought it was a straight bit because it looked like it came from a newscast, but it was so well produced. We'll play a little of this. It's funny.
Facing mounting criticism that lethal injection is cruel and outdated, Ohio has replaced it with a system that quickly and humanely rips off the heads of death row inmates using powerful robotic arms.
I'm sorry?
The new device is designed to be as humane as possible, emitting soothing white noise and putting prisoners on a cushioned seat before its metallic talons dig into their necks and painlessly wrench their heads off. Ohio Department of Corrections Director Gary Moore praised the machine, saying, quote, "Our new system is a hallmark of compassion. Now these deaths will be pain-free because the machine's claws are coated with topical anesthetic." Quickly pulling off a prisoner's head is considered less cruel than lethal injection, which requires three separate chemicals to first stop the prisoner's breathing, then paralyze their muscles, and then finally induce cardiac arrest. While this new method of quickly crushing the detached head ensures a mercifully swift conclusion.
What?
Then it goes out from there. It gets ridiculous at the end, then you realize this.
Yeah,
is
but
spoof.
I mean, like, what?
Well, the thing is, all of these procedures are illustrated, so they show.
Is there like a diet, like you're watching like a video of what this is supposed to be like?
Yeah, a generic guy sitting in this comfortable chair where these giant claws come and.
I can't even fathom that.
And then the chair is equipped to burn them at the end, so there's no disposing of a body.
Oh, so it like cremates you.
Yeah. All in the same chair.
Wow. Seems efficient.
I
mean, I don't agree with it, but it definitely is efficient.
I just felt kind of silly because I got sucked in at first.
You actually were like, oh, this is a thing.
Does anything surprise you in the news?
No, nothing, nothing.
Greg's like fist pumping in.
Like, yeah, this sounds like a legit way.
Well, let's talk about something else since we're discussing prison.
Okay.
It was Bernie.
Yeah.
Oh, about the voting?
The big J.O. He wants guys like the Boston Bomber who indiscriminately blew people up, injured hundreds, terrorized a city which seems to have forgotten.
So, I mean, I don't know if Dana and I have actually ever talked about this. Dana, what's your opinion on convicted felons being able to vote?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're the same on that. I mean, I think that...
I think there's a difference in different in violent and nonviolent crimes.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think there's a difference there. But do I think the Boston Bomber should be able to vote? No.
No.
When we were kids in school and they actually taught civics, not pretend civics, not fake civics like a lot of kids are getting today, like that textbook.
Yeah.
There's only one possible explanation for Trump's election, racists and angry people. Well, what made them angry? 8 years of an idiot. That's what pissed people off. 8 years of a man who ran around the world, not just the country, apologizing for the United States when none was required.
Well, and I mean, I just don't understand how when you look at the facts, putting emotion aside and saying, okay, like you may not like somebody. And here's the deal. Like, I don't like a lot of people, but I still respect them. And you don't have to like Trump, but at least respect the office, respect him, and respect what he's done for this country. And if people would start worrying more about us as a whole instead of him as a man, we'd probably get a lot further.
He's done tremendous things and it's never discussed.
I mean, you cannot deny the economy. You cannot deny the fact that more people have jobs. You cannot deny what's going on, you know, in some of our countries that we've had huge issues with for the last 8 years, that the relationships are starting to mend. You may not like him. I personally don't care for some of the things that he tweets.
Neither do I.
But I don't care because at the end of the day, the economy's better. It's providing a better future for my family and more of my friends have jobs.
The only time
Mazel Tov.
The only time Jeff Sessions ever raised his voice to me was right after that Bush tape came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he made that very street remark. And I brought up, why does this stuff have to keep happening? And he stopped me in my tracks and said, you got to understand where this is coming from and who's doing it. They don't want him because he is a threat to the establishment, blah, 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 blah. He schooled me that day. He was very direct in his support of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, if you think about it and just looking at the facts, for the last 8 years, a certain demographic of people have been told you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're never going to amount to anything. And now Trump has provided tools that people can have better and do better and have successful jobs and provide for their families. And so, you know, it's very difficult to sit here and say that he's not doing what he said he was going to do, because every promise he made during his campaign, he is fulfilling.
They're naming a city in Israel after him.
Like I said, mazel tov.
Yeah. We got a break for Fox News. Can you stay for a minute after?
I can stay for like 3 minutes after. I've got to pick up the little one.
Oh. Well.
How long is our break?
It'll be 3 minutes after by the time we're done, so I suppose we should say goodbye now. Oh, I hate this.
He hates the farewell.
This is bringing back beach blanket memories.
Huh?
What it was like to end that conversation on that day,
because
it was so great.
Well, we'll be back, like, in 2 weeks.
Good.
We will book it before we leave, like we do every
time. That's the best.
And next Wednesday, Dana and I will make a good Sunday effort to be at Baumhauer's. Maybe.
Yes. I concur.
We'll have to double check, but yes.
I like it when Jacqueline does that. Jacqueline's like, Dana and I will be here and blah, blah, blah.
But
we're going to do this. And I'm
but
like,
if we
yes.
can't, Dana will be
all right.
there.
Let me ask.
Joey.
Can you take them into the production room and record that?
Really,
you really
want us to do that?
So, really, he means take Jacqueline into the production room because Dana's voice sounds like Ellie Mae when it's recorded
stop.
On the video.
Is it always going to be caller number 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, at 272-9228.
I'm not going to do the phone number because I can't.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll come in at the end.
What is it? 272?
9228.
By the way, 9228. If you're a man facing a divorce situation, these two women specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Their number is 819-4810. They do offer a discount if you mention the fact that you're a News Talk listener or my name or Joey's name, anything in the connection with the station on your consultation fee. It's 819-4810. Their web address is DivorceForMenAlabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And you both are sensational human beings. And
well, thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
And so we will see you next Wednesday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
at least I will be there, and I'm sure Dana will make. Well, you're coming.
I don't know. I'm pretty booked.
You're not booked. We're going to be
no,
there.
I'm not booked.
We're coming. So next Wednesday, we will definitely be at Baumhauer's. And awesome. I might try, depending on, to come tonight, maybe.
Wow.
Just because William B. called.
William B.
Sweet William B.
He is an amazing guy. He really is.
He's adorable.
Powers. 458.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
As we get a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is showing a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. The boulevard is extra crowded, especially between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. We also see a big jam up around I-85 and then between the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. Let's be careful out there. There's a lot of traffic rolling with you. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems. 65 North is running great out of downtown towards Prattville. Now, if you are south of Montgomery coming in on I-65 North, look out. We know we have one accident right at the interchange. It looks like we have another one that's going to be around Fairview Avenue, so be careful. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, everything looks like a smooth ride for you. Just be careful this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. They're ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal service